Thinking in New Boxes, a new paradigm for business creativity. Authors Luke Brabandier and Alan Iney. New boxes for a new reality. Boxes can include, among many other things, ideas, approaches, philosophies, tactics, theories, patterns, and strategies. Every human idea can be expressed and interpreted through numerous mental models, or boxes. Your brain constantly uses boxes to make it possible for you to cope and process with reality. The world confronts us with an infinite array of people, places, and objects. We use patterns and systems to simplify these and categorize to organize them. We have boxes of different sizes. The smallest type of box would be grouping of things like the consumer electronics companies or the set of coffee shops in my neighborhood. Examples of slightly bigger boxes include stereotypes or judgments. Our customers love chocolate, or basketball players are tall. A paradigm is a box so big, for example, gallantly or generosity, that sometimes you don't even realize it's still just a box. Like being on a boat so big that you forget that you're at sea. Your boxes help you make sense of things, but only up to a certain level of detail, and only for a certain period of time. Every box is subject to revision, refinement, and even replacement. How to create and use boxes. Complete the following sentence. An example of a bird is. Now complete this one. A bird is an example of. The two sentences force you to think in two different ways. When answering the first question, you were thinking deductively, whereas the second case, you were thinking inductively. Challenges such as this one help people experience the difference between these two types of thinking and encourage them to take full advantage of the creative freedom available to them when thinking inductively, rather than simply answering that a bird is an animal. With deductive thinking, your mind uses a logical process, a basic algorithm, for instance, to solve a problem to which there is a limited set of correct solutions. When you're using deductive reasoning to solve a problem, over time you'll keep on returning to the same solutions. With inductive thinking, by contrast, your mind will go in many different directions. It is free to make new associations, take risks, invent, imagine. The end result can still be logical, but it can be much more unexpected logic. The five-step approach to thinking in new boxes. 1. Doubt everything. The first step towards thinking in new boxes is to doubt absolutely everything. Your most fundamental beliefs, your perceptions of reality, and your assumptions about the future. Doubt the rules you're living by and the ones governing your organization. Doubt that your extant tactics, models, and strategies are the best ones. Above all, doubt that the way you've been going about and getting everything done will continue to serve you and well over the long run. This step encourages you to adopt a whole new mindset grounded in personal and sometimes institutional humility. Creativity is possible only when you are humble about your existing approaches to thinking about things. 2. Probe the possible. The main objective of this phase is to identify relevant megatrends and to begin to think about wildcards, that is, some of the more far-fetched, surprising factors that could somehow influence these trends and they might manifest themselves as. Consumer insight involves making a deep dive into the minds of your consumers or end users, understand as much as you can about why, where, when, and how they choose to acquire your goods, services, or other offerings, and why other potential customers don't. Competitive intelligence entails doing your utmost within legal and ethical boundaries to understand your competitors to see if they perceive the world and your business or enterprise differently than you do. Exploring megatrends. This involves identifying and examining key societal, economic, political, and technological trends that may soon influence you, your workplace or organization, and the world in significant ways. 3 and 4, diverge and converge. One key point of distinction in the scenario's application of the new box approach is that there are three distinct cycles of divergence and convergence. The first is to come up with variables, the second is brainstorm and generate hypotheses for each. The third is to use these hypotheses to develop the scenarios themselves. Divergence is a time to transcend the past, shake free of the rigid standards of the customs you've always known, and allow new ideas to flow in an unencumbered way, without criticism or second-guessing. Remember, it's the number of ideas that you come up with that matters the most at this stage. You'll have time to analyse them later. Convergence is about beginning to translate ideas into reality rather than simply give birth to more and more new ideas. It's about prioritizing decisions so that you can act on your best ideas. It's worth noting, however, that even with fresh focus and judgment and deduction, you need to continue to foster an open-minded attitude of doubt. Otherwise, you will risk eliminating any ideas that depart too much from the status quo. Keeping these in a mix can enable you to arrive at fundamental broad new boxes. 5. Re-evaluate relentlessly. No idea is good forever. To be successful, it is imperative to create one new box after another, embracing change and knowing when it's time to discard one box and replace it with another, rather than believing that success today guarantees success tomorrow. Some companies consistently anticipate the impact of this change and thus do a good job of replacing their boxes. Creating the environment for the future. The ideal environment to foster the development of new boxes is usually somewhere off-site, comfortable, and as unfamiliar to you as anyone joining you as possible. A new environment provides a new perspective and thus helps stimulate new thinking. If resources allow, you might meet at a boutique hotel, somewhere fun and interesting, at a retreat in a verdant, natural setting, in a private space at a sports venue, or simply a nice local restaurant. When it comes to deciding how much time to allot for the process, it's advisable to avoid rushing things. Some of the best ideas often arise towards the end of such creativity sessions, and sometimes spending, say, 30 or 45 minutes on one issue generates a lot more helpful ideas than if you allocate 10 minutes to it. These things being said, we've seen effective 2-hour sessions as well as wonderful week-long sessions. It's also fine to let things percolate within over the course of weeks, if you aren't bound by specific workshop dates or personal timelines. Finally, thinking in new boxes is about changing the way you think, or more precisely, increasing your awareness of how we all create and use mental boxes. It's a new paradigm for creativity by virtue of the focus on interplay between the broad new boxes and the smaller ones that we fill them. There is no limit to the power of the 5 steps that we have discussed, or to what you can do to accomplish them. Yet, the challenge is to open up yourself to the unexpected, to astonishment and surprise. To challenge yourself to take creative risks and allow others you interact with, at work or at home, to do so too. To free yourself from the shackles of your existing boxes and foster an environment where your mental models are constantly being re-evaluated. Where a healthy dose of doubt allows new possibilities to take root. And if you succeed for a while, that's great. But you'll need to reevaluate relentlessly to make sure that you continue to do so.